get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says, then make him take it himself. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says, then make him take it himself. Just say no.
And we're back with Telling America, where our answer today is parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vaccines, part two. And I love that song, Say No, People. Say no. Don't fight for your exemptions. Say no. For your children, for yourself, for your elderly parents, for your pets, say no. If enough of us say no, the party's over for these psychopaths that are trying to cause disease and decrease the population with their vaccine agenda. And we're starting to get callers, but I just want to bring up a heartbreaking document that Christina had sent me that was published on dailymail.co.uk, July 2008, entitled Father in Bitter Battle to Stop Counsel from Burying His Baby Son Who Died 21 Years Ago. And this involves a four-month-old child by the name of Christopher Blum, who had received his inoculation against whooping cough, polio, and tetanus, who started getting sick immediately and ended up dead. As it turns out, the pathologist who allowed mortuary attendants to remove organs from bodies in his absence, and, of course, Christopher's organs are also missing. Files relating to the case have vanished. They basically reported that the child had a blood infection that it may have caused may have been caused by a contaminated triple vaccine given to him just hours before he died. But of course, the authorities insist the infection got into the blood sample accidentally in the laboratory. Two sets of backup samples that could have confirmed the infection found in the first sample have gone missing and have never been produced. They have been charging this father, I don't know what this little squiggly thing being, 15 pounds, I think, 15 pounds a week to keep him under freeze in the freezer because this man stated he would not bury his son until a cause of death had been, you know, determine, because as the father stated, you cannot have caught death if a cause of death is found. 21 years he has kept his son in the deep freeze trying to get somebody to do a proper autopsy, although of course it's hard now that the blood samples have mysteriously disappeared and the organs have gone missing. But what happened was the Enfield Council in North London decided that they were going to force this father to either bury the child himself or they were going to bury him. 21 years. I mean, this is amazing that a family would go through such torment for this long of a time because they know they saw their normal child become sick after this triple jab and they wanted to get the record, you know, straight and, you know, have it admitted that that was what caused the problem. And this is how much the authorities are trying to hide the fact that the vaccines are killing our children. Have you gotten any further follow-up on that case, Christina?
No, I haven't got any further cover on that case. And Lisa Blakemore-Brown gave me that information and that newspaper article back in 2008. Unfortunately, I mean, for me, another family has come forward, a family in Bournemouth, in England, have come forward and more or less told me the same story that happened to their child. They have buried the little girl, but they told me the same thing, that they knew that the child was vaccine damaged. The child died after vaccine, shortly after vaccines, and she was on another drug, Epilim, for epilepsy, called the seizures obviously caused by the vaccination, and they wanted answers, and the blood samples went missing, as did the
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Baghdad. And we're back with Good Sailing America, and we have a caller on the line, Shelley from Texas. Welcome, Shelley. Please ask a question or make your comment.
Oh, hello, Dr. Carley. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. You sound great today, by the way. I have not listened to part one. Was that last week?
No, that was yesterday on OrionTalkRadio.com.
Oh, good, okay.
You can find it on the LightOfDayRadioShow.com under Dr. Carley Archives.
Okay, I will do that. I'll check that out. This is absolutely fascinating, and I had never even considered that SIDS or SUDI, S-U-D-I,
mm-hmm.
may well be vaccine-related. My question, I guess, is in terms of the percentage, your guest mentioned 220 cases per year or
well,
last
that's
year?
Just in Australia alone.
Right, right, yeah. Australia. Yeah, I'm sure it's much, much higher than that in the United States.
Yes.
But what percent does he believe on just investigation, police work, are due to vaccines? That's my first question.
Okay, I'll let him answer that. What I suspect he's going to say is that the question should be flipped around to say, how many cases of infant death are actually involved with the child being damaged by the parents. But I'm sure there's no way to accurately ascertain that, but I'll let Chris answer. Go ahead,
okay.
Chris.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thanks for the question. I don't actually have the statistics, but I can say that during my career I did see cases where parents, particularly in dysfunctional families, where they might have been overdoing discipline and so on, but never did I find a case where the baby died as a result of the parents doing the, you know, doing damage to the child. Obviously, when parents, when situations where knives are used or firearms are used, you can clearly see what's been the cause of death. But babies, in the majority of cases, the deaths is caused by vaccines. And as I said, yes, it's 220-odd babies in 2010. They haven't got the figures out for 2011 or 12, but in 2010, the figures 217 babies were written off as SIDS and SUDI in Australia. And as you correctly pointed out, there will be a lot more because we've only got 30 million people in Australia and you've obviously got so many more people in America. And so the numbers of SIDS and SUDI deaths would be much higher. And
the magnitude of this potential problem is just overwhelming. I mean, the grief of the parents and even the pathologists. I have a misdiagnosing because of training. It's staggering.
Wait, hold on. I want to bring Christina on now to comment on that. Because as per Christina's investigation, she's now accruing evidence that the coroners are actually forbidden to mention vaccine-induced death as a cause, you know, on the death certificate. Is that not true, Christina?
Yes, that is correct. This came from the lady in Bournemouth that I was just telling you about. She gave me some documents which she had acquired. I'll just bring up one of the documents in front of me. Part of the document actually states, coroners have been ordered not to put vaccines down as the cause of death, but many infants die in the months of vaccinations in the UK. The truth of all the above is muzzled in the media in England and Wales. Look up, and she's given a couple of websites and said where to go to get the rest of the information, which I'm currently doing. I'm trying to get in contact with the lady in Bournemouth. This came from an email because she contacted a newspaper that I work for in the UK. I'm trying to get in touch with her, and I'm hoping to meet her soon because she doesn't live too far away from me. And I'd like to see what documents she has got and what evidence she has acquired. And hopefully I can do another article on this because I think it's a huge subject.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
certainly ties in with what Christopher Savage has been telling me and various parents around the world as well.
Well, let me add that, you see, we have this case of this baby whose organs were stolen. And, you know, sometimes if parents have the means by which to do so, they may consider getting a private autopsy themselves. Of course, that would be very expensive. And, of course, those medical examiners would also have gotten the message, don't talk about vaccines as well. But how can you do an autopsy if the brain has been stolen? And I went to medical school. I have all my notes and transcripts and books from medical school. And when we were taught about vaccines, of course, as the best thing since sliced bread, back in the early 80s when I went to medical school, there was no mention of vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, or conditions where deaths occur.
So the are there now? No. Probably even more mute on the subject.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Yeah. There is... The propaganda starts early. So go ahead, Shelley. What else would you like to comment?
Oh, well, in terms of coroners not being able to list vaccine as cause of death, that's in the UK. What about the United States and Australia? Do either of you know? Or any of you?
I'm sure it would be absolutely the same right through court cases being corrupted. We've found evidence of all sorts. A lot of it I've written on VacTruth in various...
Well, I will try and search that. That is just phenomenal. I mean,
I can give you an example. I can give you an example of one in Australia. When the swine flu pandemic was promoted in Australia in 2010... A baby was given the swine flu vaccine in Brisbane and promptly died the next day. And everyone knew, the doctor knew, the parents knew, and the public knew that this baby was killed by the vaccine. And then when the coroner's decision came out, everyone was gobsmacked. He said it was an open finding. He said the vaccine wasn't responsible.
Unbelievable. Right.
Let me just say, I'm sure that in the United States, it's worse than any place else.
I bet you're right. This is so upsetting. There's a second question I have.
Go ahead.
It relates to the pathological findings of SIDS. I mean, we know what those are, right? How would you correlate that to vaccine-induced? I mean, you have to find... specific criteria to make a pathological diagnosis of SIDS or SUDI, sudden unexpected death.
Okay, let me answer this. Okay, because by the very definition, sudden infant death syndrome or this new thing, SUDI, that I had never heard of before.
Me either.
Basically, what they're saying is we found nothing. Ergo, it's just an unexplained death. This normal baby... It just happened to get vaccines, you know, whatever, 10, 12 hours, even a week before, whatever. And now he's dead. But we
I'm sorry, Dr. Carley. I was mixing up shaken baby syndrome with SIDS or SUDI. You're right. Yeah, you can find nothing. But it's it's vaccines, I'm sure.
Well, shaken baby, they find subretinal hemorrhages.
Exactly.
Vaccines, and that's why they now give vitamin K to babies that are born. As either Chris or Christina was saying, they find broken ribs, bruising. You know, there's a few things, hemorrhage.
But how often is that due to CPR or just frantic parents trying to revive an infant who's no longer responsive? Yeah,
Most parents don't know how to revive an infant. As Christina was saying, it would be due to CPR done by the first responders, but they blame it on the parents. But I just want to state, on both of my websites, I actually have a page from my medical book, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which gives the definition of subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, mm-hmm. which is autism. And on my show yesterday with Christina, we talked about how she found 30-year-old documents where in secret in the UK, they were actually talking about this, you know, basically equivalent to autism. So she's proven what I've said for 15 years.
But
listen, on that same document, there is another condition listed called progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which is basically where the child's brain fries, the entire brain becomes demyelinated. And in my opinion, this is what happens in the children that die right after getting their vaccines. But as Christina said, the coroners aren't even allowed to mention this. So I would love to be a fly on the wall when they do these autopsies. I don't know if they even check out the brain. Certainly, probably not
microscopically. Oh, yes.
And what goes on where they just say to each other, well, throw this organ, you know, in the garbage and we'll pretend we lost it or whatever.
No.
Can I just chip in here, please?
Yes. Go ahead, Christina. Autopsy has to include the brain, especially infant death. You bet.
Go ahead, Christina.
Yes, I did an article recently where there was many autism brains that had come from autistic children had unfortunately died, and they'd been sent for analysis and for looking at I think it was the Harvard University.
Yes.
I can't remember which one it was.
Yes, I think it was Harvard. Yes, and they lost them.
They lost them. They all went missing or were stolen, or somehow they lost them.
Isn't that amazing how that works? I guess we have some ghouls going through the, you know, the coroner's office after hours. Okay.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vaccines, part two. And I have to say, Christina, I am so grateful to you that I found you for the work that you're doing. It is so important because people cannot even conceive that there would be a conspiracy as big as what is actually happening. This is no theory, and you're getting the proof of it. That not only are doctors killing our children, some of them unknowingly, some of them knowingly, because, of course, they're afraid to lose their license if they should tell the truth. I can speak to what that's like. But also the fact of the layers that this goes through. The police, as Chris has come forward, thank God for you, Chris, that you are telling the truth about what you experienced. And of course, then I'm sure we got the prosecutors getting the same message and the medical examiners. The immensity of this is mind-boggling. And it doesn't just involve vaccines. I just wanted to mention all of the drugs. You can go into any search engine and put in the name of your drug hyphen side effects. Death is also always mentioned for any drug, but the same thing is going on for the drugs as well. So they cause the disease with the vaccines. then they give the children drugs, and then the children are dead, and then they blame the parents. This is so massive, and I've been doing this for 15 years. I'm getting real tired, but I'm really feeling the awakening that's happening now, that people have to face this reality and stay away from the white coats, learn how to detoxify yourself, take natural therapies. Do not go to these people, because forget the Hippocratic Oath. It's gone. Do you have any other comments, Shelley?
Oh, no. You summed it up beautifully, and I was just going to say that I wanted to thank all of you, especially you, Dr. Carley. It's a fascinating discussion, but if the ramifications, if this is true, are simply horrendous.
You know it's true, because Christina has proved it with her research. I have lived it, and when I finally get a chance to get my book done, believe me, I'm going to put it all out there. The euthanasia, the experimentation, all the stuff that I saw, which is what made me leave medicine to begin with. And I will be naming names. And, of course, if I was not telling the truth, the perpetrators would come after me for libel and slander. And they can't, because I always tell the truth. But the other thing I just want to mention, let me also bring the courts into this, because should any of these families try to get justice, quote-unquote, courts, it's the same crap. I mean, we have this, we have the vaccine court here in the United States, which has paid out over $2 billion, with a B, dollars, to parents who have vaccine-damaged children, but it's almost impossible to even get in the court to begin with. They have their time delays or their time limits. They have all their excuses as to why they can say that a damage was not caused by a vaccine. So everybody listening...
Well, their organs are stolen, of course.
Yeah. Everybody listening, anybody you know that has a young child or is about to have a child, what I always tell people is, you spend weeks or months getting the nursery ready. How about spending some time investigating vaccines? Because I can assure you, your infant doesn't care if he's got little teddy bears on the wall or whatever the case may be. But if he's going to be permanently damaged from vaccines, that's going to be a bigger issue. And so please check out the archives to these shows, people, and tell others, because this is my main passion. I talk about lots of things on my shows, but the vaccines, once my son was brain damaged, I learned how to reverse the damage, and then I started going down this black hole, which I can assure you is a black hole. I have so much proof that this is intentional. They know what they're doing. And that's what is mind-boggling to people. They can't believe that nice pediatrician sitting across the desk from them in their white coat with the stethoscope around their neck would knowingly do something bad to their child. But we now have pediatricians threatening to fire parents. If you don't get vaccinated, then you're not going to be my client. My answer to that is, thank you very much for taking off your mask. I guess I don't need a pediatrician. I can weigh and measure my own child, and if I don't vaccinate him, they'll be fine. So thank you for your call, Shelley.
Oh, thank you very much for all you do. Really appreciate it. And thank you, Chris and Christina. I'll definitely listen to part one from yesterday. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
The lightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carley Archives. Yes, Christina, any comments?
Yes, can I just come in? We're all talking about the family, the baby's mother and father or carer or whoever he happens to be with when he dies. But we're not thinking about the wider family. Of course, the wider family affects them as well, because many of those children are then taken into foster care and many go on to be adopted falsely under false pretenses, believing that their parents are bad parents and that they killed their brother or sister. And this is a very, very big issue, because I'm dealing with parents all the time that have lost children, desperately trying to fight to get them back.
Oh, yes. And this is another big scam. And we had talked about this yesterday. You had sent me in an article, which is so disgusting, I wanted to vomit after I read it. A mail on dailymail.co.uk from November 17th. Titled, Government More children should be taken into care to stop them suffering a life of soiled nappies, scummy baths, chaos, and hunger. Okay, there's the music. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. What's ailing America? Where our answer today has been parents are being charged with deaths of children killed by vax, part two. And before the break, I was talking about this very, very disturbing article. Christina sends me some real disgusting articles that she finds where this minion, this Michael Gove, who works, he's an education secretary in the UK, and he is put out an article that thousands more children should be placed in quote-unquote care or adopted to prevent them suffering neglect and mistreatment. Now, the whole point of them calling this care, I mean, I got a real problem with that, because what happens to these children that are placed in quote-unquote care, where here in the States we call it foster care? They're used for trials of drugs of all sorts. They're disappearing, being used for child trafficking and child pornography and worse, okay? And so there's obviously an attempt to break up families. This just happens to be part of the UN Agenda 21, which you can learn more about. I suggest you check out Agenda 21 for Dummies, because Agenda 21 is a massive document. But they're looking to steal more children, as they are the ones causing all this death and disease. And the problem that we have is people with a conscience can't even conceive of the evil that we're dealing with. They would rather believe that, yeah, there's parents out there throwing their children against the wall all the time. They're killing their children. After all, that's why we have children, right? So we can kill them. They don't want to believe the truth and face the fact that actually this is all being done on purpose, and the government makes money off this at every level. What do you say, Christina?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I would like to say, just as a pointer here, there are very few parents, but there are parents out there that do injure and do abuse their children, just to make this very, very clear. But the numbers are very, very few, and we find more children are vaccine injured and injured by vaccinations than ever will be injured by parents. And that's what my research is showing me. Certainly, I've noticed a huge rise in the parents of premature babies coming to me recently for help and advice. And yesterday I was lucky enough to be put in touch with a lady. Well, I don't know about lucky enough, but I was put in touch with a lady from public health in the UK. And I opened her eyes to a few things, and she agreed to write a research paper with me looking at prem babies having the onslaught of vaccinations that they do at 8 weeks compared with normal babies, and the death rate of both sections, to present to scientists and doctors in the UK to see if we can at least halt the babies, very, very young, premature babies, from having the onslaught of vaccinations so early. We know we can't stop it, but it would at least give those children a little more of a chance.
Well, it could stop it if the parents were made aware of this. And in fact, in your excellent book, Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, that you wrote with Dr. Buttram, Chapter 4, the title is Increased Hazards of Vaccines in Preterm Infants. And this is something that boggles my mind, is that these children are not even supposed to be out of the womb yet, and they assault them the minute they come out. Welcome to the world, baby. Here's your hepatitis B vaccine. It is insane. It is insane.
It is absolutely insane. And the parents, they told me every time the vaccine was the cause. They saw the baby normal before it, and it became abnormal after it, and in many cases died. But see, the police work very closely with the medical fraternity. They work very close with the doctors and the ambulance officers. And because of that relationship, they don't want to disturb that. They want to protect that. So this is why we don't want to squeal on the vaccines. This is why we don't want to expose the vaccines for causing this problem. The coroner, he didn't declare no vaccine connection to that baby's death, one that died the next day. He didn't do it off his own bat. He put a doctor in the box to give evidence. And the doctor's obviously brainwashed even more than the average person to say that vaccines weren't related to this death, and basically that's where the coroner makes his finding, on the basis of medical evidence.
Right. Well, it's a cabal, and they all stand up for each other. And I had mentioned on my show yesterday, I suggest all of you go online and download a document, A Dragon by the Tail. This is an outstanding article that shows the collusion and fraud involving all the different alphabet agencies in covering up what vaccines are doing. And this is extended to all these professionals. As Chris said, he saw the writing on the wall. He was afraid initially to speak out, but thankfully he has a conscience. And eventually he said, that's it, I'm going to speak out. I was in the same boat, spending 17 years to get my medical degree in surgery training. And when I saw what was going on, I said, I'm not going to be part of this group. I'm going to tell the truth. And yes, there are consequences. And in regards to that, Chris, I just wanted to ask you, what was the final straw as far as your career went? Like, what did you do that finally was a tipping point? And they said, that's it, you're no longer a sergeant.
Well, the way that I ended up approaching my campaign to try and help these parents was to give them information. And I used Dr. Vera Scribner's article called The Shaken Baby Syndrome, The Vaccination Link. It was published in the Nexus magazine in the late 90s. Anyway, so I had a PDF version of this available to me, and I would print this out and I would cause this to come into the possession of the prisoner or the person charged with this crime that was caused by the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could then take that to their lawyer and try and mount a defense against these false charges. Anyway, the hierarchy came to know that I was doing this.
Ah.
So
how dare you give them helpful information? Oh, that's funny. Go ahead.
Well, they were looking at charging me with attempting to pervert the course of justice.
Oh. You can't make this stuff up. This just proves that we live in hell. Go ahead. Well, yeah.
Well, I was obviously not going to cop that lying down. So I was thinking, well, if I'm giving them information, I'm actually shedding light on the subject. I'm not trying to pervert the course of justice. I'm trying to bring about a course of justice.
Exactly.
Anyway, so...
And so they... What wasn't the final straw? They actually found this document in the belongings of someone and just somehow surmised that you had been the one that had subverted the cause of justice by giving it to him, and that was like the final straw, right?
That's right. They actually sent their investigator to the jail where this father was imprisoned. Like we call a prison jail over here. So don't be confused. He wasn't in a short-term facility. He was in the long-term facility.
Yes.
He was in a prison, and they went to the prison to speak to him to find out if he did have, in actual fact, have this information that had been given to him by a friend of mine, you know, from me. I gave it to the friend and he put it in the property. Anyway, this prisoner said, yes, I did get that information. So what the police then did is that they pursued me when they realized I could cause more damage to their prosecution. They pursued me on unrelated matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I got, the relentless pursuit. It happened over a period of months.
Wow.
I was one of the most respected officers in the station. Hardworking and diligent and honest and ethical, and they pursued me like I was the worst in the world.
Right, and then you became a pariah, and I know about that. When I was a surgeon, I was getting awards, all kinds of accolades, never had a single complaint against me by any patient ever. And then all of a sudden, when I started talking about vaccines, I'm mentally ill with a delusion of conspiracy. Yeah, and it's very important for people to realize this, although I also want to mention you were giving information to these people to share with their attorneys. But you see, the attorneys are also in the same trap because they're told not to bring this up. I've been contacted by many people in the same situation. As a matter of fact, I remember one individual from Florida that called me. His uncle was aware of what's going on, and he brought up to the attorney that was representing his nephew all of this information about vaccines causing death, etc. And his attorney actually told him, I'm not going to bring that up. So there's so many layers to prevent this truth from coming out. And that's why parents have to just say no. If you just say no, don't get the vaccines, this will not happen to you. That's what I'm encouraging people to do.
Yeah, well, my advice after 20 years of policing, investigating sudden deaths of children and babies and seeing the injuries that came where they didn't die, because parents of these dead children had other children that had signs and symptoms of vaccine damage as well.
Of course.
My advice after that 20 years of talking to the primary witnesses in these cases is that vaccines are the cause of the death in some cases. They are the cause of every case of asthma, epilepsy, Guillain-Barre syndrome, Gulf War, like the, you know, you look at the Gulf War syndrome. They use the word syndrome. Wherever they use the word syndrome, that is the clue for them trying to hide the fact that they're damaging people with vaccines and covering it up.
I agree. Exactly. All of internal medicine. And we're running out of time so quickly, but one other thing I just wanted to mention, this such important article that Christina wrote about your statement, what you've come forward with. Go to vactruth.com, look under Christina England, start with brainwash police, prosecute parents to protect vaccines, and read the statement that Sergeant Chris Savage has written. It's 6 pages. He got it notarized by a justice of the police and stated, I understand that a person who intentionally makes a false statement in a statutory declaration is guilty of an offense under Section 2 of the Statutory Declarations Act, 1959, and I believe that the statements in this declaration are true in every particular. And I can just picture the shockwaves that must have gone out once this article went viral, which it needs to do. Because, Chris, for you to do what you have done, you know, I actually am planning on contacting somebody I know I graduated with from medical school. He's a pathologist, you know, medical examiner. I'm going to contact him and see if he's willing to come on my show. Of course, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. But we need more people to come out and say this is what's going on. If you have a conscience, how can you keep silent? You can't. You cannot keep silent. This is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. They are also altering our very genetic structure. They are messing up our DNA. They can cause the extinction of humanity with DNA vaccines. And just to add another controversy on top of the rest, Christina has also written an article about the AMA proposing a new law to force everyone to take part in experimental vaccine trials. So now the psychopaths not only want you to just take it and get your children vaccines, but they want to force you to allow your children to be used as experimental guinea pigs in vaccine trials. This is beyond comprehension. We have something called the Nuremberg Code, where people are supposed to be given informed consent and all the rest of it. I don't know how they're bypassing this, but this is chilling. Any comments, Christina?
Yes, the paper, I was just passed the link to the paper that I wrote the article from, stating that the AMA had put forward the suggestion of the law, to bring in the law, that people had to be forced into these vaccine experiments. And the only way that we could get out of them, or that we get out of them for our children, is to sign a form to say that we didn't want them. The only problem with that is if a child goes to school and is given a form by his teacher, various things can happen to that form. And very often, I don't know, certainly my children, very often these forms and bits of paper can get screwed up in the bottom of their bag and end up with lunch all over them and all sorts. And the parents actually never get to see the paper. And of course, if they don't sign it or forget to sign it, the child will automatically be assumed to have the parents' passive consent. And this is quite laughable, because if it wasn't so sad, it would be laughable anyway. But the passive consent is being used in so many instances at the moment. It's being used with the Gardasil vaccine, with the Cervarix vaccine. But they're just using passive consent, because if the parents do not sign these forms to say that the children do not want these vaccines, it's an opt-out form, then, of course, that is giving passive consent, which is a load of rubbish. It obviously isn't. But there you are. You know, that's the way it is. And that's the way our world is working. And I'm sure you've got some other things to say about that article, Dr.
Well, I just want to comment on the fact that it's totally insane. I mean, basically, the way it's supposed to work is that you're supposed to sign consent for treatment. And it's supposed to be informed consent. You're supposed to be told what the side effects are to the treatment. And now they've twisted it around where you have to sign consent to be opted out. And that if you don't opt out, and of course they don't have to put the paper in the child's lunch bag or whatever, they can just quote unquote forget. And next thing you know, the schools now are becoming clinics. They're doing all kinds of stuff to children. They're doing experimental dental things, and I've heard all kinds of stuff what's going on, and that the parents aren't giving consent for these treatments. They're being asked to sign if they don't consent, but like you said, if they don't get the form, how can they possibly, you know, sign it because they don't have it? So this is totally insane. That's why I encourage people to homeschool. Get your children out of these schools because they're being used for nefarious purposes.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America. I want to thank both of my guests for an outstanding show. And I've been saying for 15 years that vaccinations are bioweapons. Please go to drcrowley.com at the top of my site and read the definition of weapons of mass destruction. And you will realize that vaccines are included in that list. And it is my goal to stop this insanity. It's going to take lots of people to spread the word. And Chris Savage and Christina England are two people that are doing this. This is a global effort that we're waging. And I want to give both of you an opportunity to give your final words. Let's start with you, Chris Savage. Are you there, Chris?
Ah, he's gone.
Okay, go ahead.
I am here, thanks, Dr. Garlic.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
My final words are this, that not only do you face the possibility of having your child killed by vaccines and injured, you will also face the prosecution from police and the court system and end up in jail for it. Something that the vaccine manufacturers know what's happening. They know what's happening. They know that this is what they're doing to people.
And you can also lose your other children and have them put into quote unquote care. Go ahead. You're breaking up. Go ahead.
Parents to know before we dive into this.
Okay, Chris is breaking up, so let me just add, and you can also lose all your other children and have them put into care. You still there, Chris?
Children and the babies, and then they blame the parents.
Exactly. Okay, Christina, your final words, please.
I'm meeting lots and lots of parents and that have been accused, falsely accused of either murder. I have got parents that I know now that are in prison for so-called murdering their babies after a vaccine injury. And I would like to say that there is hope out there for parents if they should become a victim of all this horrible world we're living in at the moment. There are people that will help them. I'm willing to listen to people, write the stories up and try to get them help. There are doctors like Dr. Bertram, there are doctors like yourself. There's Dr. Vera Schreibner, there's Dr. Michael Innes, and there's loads more that are willing to give their help and their time and write reports free of charge to help people to overcome the difficulties and hopefully get a fairer trial. As for me, I would like to thank Lisa Blakemore-Brown for all the help she gave me. She's yet another professional who spoke out, like Christopher Savage, like yourself, who was destroyed by the system for speaking out and telling the truth.
But best to stop it in the first place.
People yes, absolutely.
Just say no. Okay, there's the music. We're out of time. Thank you both so much for an outstanding show. Please tell others about the show, folks. Spread the archive. We need to get the word out. And we'll be back next week. Stay tuned.
It's true.